The last stronghold protecting our privacy is under attack. FBI Director James Comey is opposing the use of encryption to protect personal data, and he's using all his charm to get it.
Technology has moved to a place where encryption, which was always available over the last 20 years, has become the default. And that change has been accompanied by an explosion in apps that ride on the internet and offer end-to-end encrypted communication. The challenge to us is ISIL will find the live ones on Twitter, and then we can see them say, okay, here is my encrypted end-to-end mobile messaging app contact information, contact me there. And so our task to find needles in a nationwide haystack becomes complicated by the fact that the needle at that moment goes invisible, right? I know I'm giving information to bad people. We cannot break strong encryption, right? I think people watch TV and think the Bureau can do lots of things. We cannot break strong encryption. So even if I get a court order under the Fourth Amendment to intercept that communication as it travels over the wires, I will get gobbledygook. That needle will remain dark to me. That is a big, big problem for us.
It's an even bigger problem for we, the people. What's riding here is giving Big Brother unobstructed access to our emails, our texts, and all digital data. Jay Johnson of Homeland Security, former partner of the Jewish law firm Paul Weiss and Rifkin, wants to do just that. Using his Jewish-taught talents as Pentagon's chief attorney, Johnson provided the framework for military tribunals to try citizens suspected of subversive activities without due process. Now he's after the lone wolf. It could be anyone, even you.
We face threats from those who self-radicalize to violence, the so-called lone wolf, who did not train at an Al-Qaeda camp or overseas or became part of an enemy force, but who may be inspired by radical violent ideology to do harm to Americans. In many respects, this is the terrorist threat to the homeland.
Rooting out the lone wolves is watchdog for DHS, the Jewish-run SPLC, which marks Christian organizations opposing same-sex marriages as hate groups. You see, the government only supports the rights of groups that pose no threat to its power. Flying the Confederate flag is forbidden, but billboards advertising prostitutes and pornography are legal. The structure of censorship and totalitarian rule are being built under the guise of equal rights, while freedom of thought is under attack. Enter artificial intelligence. Now, we all know the NSA archives all communications, but there's not enough functionaries to keep track of us all. So the state is at work creating artificial intelligence that will process the data and make an instant judgment on a person's threat to the government. Those threats will be dealt with digitally. Your cell phone will stop working, your car won't drive, and your medical services will be cut off. If you don't repent, your bank account, assets, and property will be seized. You're not only on a no-fly list, you're now on a no-hire list. It's a prison without bars. Going off the grid will be illegal. In some states, it already is. You'll be hunted down like a wild animal. The only way out is submitting to a re-education program. And there will be plenty of FEMA camps for that.